We're going to start the next talk, and now that we're tiring you out, we're going to ask to talk about wellness now. And then my last talk is going to be talking about some stuff that I'm sure you're going to want to know. We're going to save the best for the last. But this talk here, you should know, this is for those people who want to live, or if they're sick, they want to live longer. It's living, basically, solutions to wellness challenges in a toxic world. And once you see this, you realize why the medical system is so goddamn corrupt. And when I say that, I'm not saying it to be obscene. I'm saying it because my doctor colleagues and my medical board in the state of Colorado are a bunch of criminals. The hospital-based systems, the big pharma and big chemo, these people are criminals on the level of Dr. Mengele. They would make any of the high priests in any ancient civilization cry for the horrendous horrors that have been perpetrated by these monsters. For example, the war against pain doctors, and a good part of my practice is pain medicine, and the war against pain patients is because the government, the DEA and the Department of Justice, brings the drugs into America to the tune of $0.5 trillion to $0.25 trillion per year. You need to know the primary thing funding these weird projects like human cyborg research, underground cities, off-world facilities, etc., and Star Wars-based weapon systems is not through oversight by the Senate Arms Committee of the Senate or the Congress. It is brought in under the military-industrial mind control complex corporations, transnational corporations, and these secret brotherhoods who are above the government. And it was spoken of by Eisenhower. This is reality. This is not an imaginary thing. This is a real catastrophe we're facing. So I hope my thing keeps on getting sleepy. Now, you're not going to get sleepy on me. Solutions to wellness. Now, everybody can see that. And the types of pollution challenges, and we're dealing with toxic heavy metals and chemicals in the air, food, and water. Excitotoxins. Does anybody know what it is? An excitotoxin is a toxin that excites your brain and makes it fire. It brings what's called an action potential. Xenoestrogens are molecules that look like hormones, but they aren't. Like xenoestrogen looks like estrogen molecules, so it's feminizing fish. It's feminizing men. In places like in London, England, where they recycle the water, the xenoestrogens and the birth control pill and the other chemotherapy and the other toxic things put in the water, like dumped from fertilizer plants and fuel rod production facilities, literally is rewiring the brains of men. And the reason why we have so much prostate and other cancer, a good part of it is, in fact, caused by xenoestrogens. Sulfuryl fluoride, and sorry, there was a misspelling there. But sulfuryl fluoride is just approved spraying of our crops, which means you can get more fluoride by eating your veggies than brushing your teeth now. Fluoride is toxic, and it destroys the pineal gland, which is the connection between the pineal, which is, of course, if you study, and I'll use the term chakra, although I'm not a Buddhist. I know information that's well beyond the level of the Buddhists. But the upper chakra, if you want to call it, really is not a chakra. It's actually just the point at which the silver cord is attached between your bioplasmic spirit body and your physical body through the pineal gland. And that connection is made through the pineal. Does that make sense? That if you see water and why you look at all the sacred temples through all history, they're all made in the sacred architecture of psi and phi, which is why all the ancient societies had sacred mathematical schools. So you look at the Pythagoreans, the ancient societies in China and elsewhere. They knew that if you made archetypes and shapes of objects made of stone and other objects, including certain metallic ions and the mineral content of that you were able to actually create what's called scalar archetypes that you could create certain biological effects. Does that make sense? So what they did is that's why you'll see, if you look at Masuo Emoto's work on water, for example, one of the things that we'll be putting on our website soon are special wands from Global Light Network that can actually change the structure of the water to help specific conditions, because the way your body works is through scalar physics. And I'm going to talk about that here a little later in the second talk. Electromagnetic pollution, thermal and non-thermal. We're going to have Dr. Carlo, who was hired by the cell phone companies to do research on it. And cell phones cause scalar interference. They have sideband microwaves and other frequencies that actually talk at the same frequencies that your cells talk to each other. And the way they talk, and the best way to think of it is if you think of the biomolecules as tuning forks welded to a rail. And if you hit one tuning fork with a pulse of energy, that energy jumps down the rail, and it actually jumps down the rail at the speed of light.
It's a phonon, meaning a coherent sound, and it's a maser or mased infrared light. So it has both light and sound properties. That's how all life forms talk to each other. The backbones of those molecules, the piperidine and the cyclical side groups, including the phenyl groups, on all of the amino acids and side groups and altered amino acids along all biomolecules, create specific harmonic frequency spectra, which the concentration shifts depending on the concentration in the cells. And the cell membrane acts as a membrane, which allows it to actually speak as a liquid crystal microprocessor. And your DNA is a downloadable core of memory. So in other words, most of your DNA is what's called phonon maser DNA. I know I'm speaking above the heads of some, but that phonon maser DNA, what it does, can you see that? The genes are controlled by stimulation or induction of toxins and nutrients. So if you have these scalar signals from either minerals or toxins in the environment, they actually switch on certain genes or switch them off. So you can be hit by a light, by a sound, or by a scalar interferometry wave that can be created by a beat frequency using interferometry technologies, using microwaves and other technology. For example, when I came back from Georgia and worked from 1988 to 1994 in Halifax International Airport at the Pratt & Whitney Jet Aircraft Parts Plant and the AirTech Business Park, it turned out it was actually an offshore CIA-directed energy weapons project, not just making vanes for high-speed jet aircraft for the U.S. Air Force. What they were doing is making tunable sideband microwave frequencies that could be used to cause cells to go through apoptosis by hitting what's called the harmonic giant wave frequency effects on DNA to cause the DNA to unzip the non-covalent bonding and cause cells to go through programmed cell death or apoptosis. They were used on the Abrams tank and the Apache helicopters in Gulf War I. What would happen after 2 to 3 minutes when Iraqi was hit by this up to 5 to 8 miles away? They would go blind and start vomiting. Within 5 to 10 minutes, they'd start bleeding from all orifices. Within 15 to 30 minutes, they would be dead and all of their cells turned to slime because the cells would digest themselves. These would go through the side of a mountain building or tank, and they were quite a bit different than the crispy critters effect from bouncing depleted uranium hot rounds that were pyrophoric depleted uranium that would burn at 4,000 to 6,000 degrees with nanoparticles that would literally turn them into crispy critters. Or the other weapons they tried in Iraq, which are called C3, which is a plasma gun that uses a plasma bottle of high-energized plasma electrons at the target at the speed of light and vaporizes it at 11 million degrees, or other technologies which they use in Iraq, including focused microwave energies that can burn your skin at 130 degrees so you feel like you're on fire, or they can cook you instantly and make a 270-pound man shrink to the size of an infant within about 30 seconds. So they had all these technologies. They've also used what's called microwave bombs in Lebanon recently, well, along with the GBU-38. These microwave bombs cause a burst of microwave energy through anybody within a radius of, say, 150 to 300 yards. All of their organs will burst, not from a thermal effect, but from a microwave-induced organ explosion. And they did this on the people and the civilian populations as an experiment in conjunction with the Israeli forces. This is an idea of the extent of the evil of our government. And the government is planning to use a lot of these, quote, non-lethal weapons, many of the non-lethal ones. Their definition of non-lethality is that it kills less than 26% of the people that are hit with the weapon. But they use a very wide range of, how can I say it, fudging of those numbers, including things like tasers, which kill a lot of people. You need a lot more than that. Okay, let's go on. So the membranes, the cell membranes actually are really interesting. The cell membrane is a very interesting thing. Here we go. Okay. Now, so all organs and living things literally talk to each other. Now what happens is the new satellite system, the Teledesic and Globalstar satellites, actually are speaking now at the range at which your cells talk to each other, and all living things like trees grow, coral reefs grow, whales talk. In fact, whales are an animal very similar to us. They live in hyperdimensional space, which means they don't just live in the physical world like we do. We also live in hyperdimensional space, but we're told that we don't, that we're not a spirit being. They're often suppressed as children and told that you're not to be like that. I'm the way I am because I died when I was 8 1/2 and I don't know how to turn it off. And you'll see many children, especially children that have unusual abilities, they're often called star children and so on. What's happening is they're like the bubbles in the bottle I mentioned earlier. There's a number of individuals of all ages. They're like the bubbles in the champagne. They're rising like the avatars of the age because their spirits are quickening as they know that the age is about to go to a transition. But the general population level of consciousness is actually dropping. what happens is there's full integration of this scalar signaling system in the cells of the body with both the chemical system like the calmodulin and the phosphorylation systems and the enzyme controls and the actual operational cytoarchitecture of cells. So, yeah, let's try that. I keep on trying to go down because the mic's there. Yeah, it's good. Oh, this is much better. Hey, now I can talk. Why do you need to know this? Well, I spoke a little fast and it's advanced technology, but you need to know that Raymond Rife was exactly right. The problem with the Rife machine is you need to have precise frequencies, and if it's not precise, it does nothing, or it can actually be harmful. They have bombs. The U.S. has had bombs since the 1970s, and so have the Russians. They're called scalar bombs. They can actually, if they release something like the avian flu, they can drop a scalar bomb and cover an area as large as maybe 1,500 radio miles, and they can kill a specific organism with a specific targeted frequency that'll wipe it out. So let's say there was a outbreak of avian flu. They actually can drop a couple scalar bombs and you wouldn't even know it hit North America. And those scalar bombs would actually explode, creating a scalar harmonic wave that would rupture every single avian flu virus. But they won't do it, I can guarantee it. Now, I'll give you some things you can do to protect yourself against a lot of these bioweapons. But the government doesn't want you to know that these same technologies used to kill could also wipe out most of the known diseases we have, extend human lifespan many, many times so people would be living centuries or millennia, regenerate organs, and stop literally all of the mental illness and other problems which are increasing because of the increasingly toxic world and the increased levels of electromagnetic and scalar pollution. So they don't want you to know this stuff. And they don't like Deagle for telling you. I'm not one of their good lists. I'm actually on the double blacklist, which means if they could kill me twice, they do it. Steps in anti-aging. Here, and I'll fix this up so you can see this. And there's a button. There's basically 7 steps, and I'm going to cover this because you need to know this because I tell people on my radio show, I try to liberate people one cell at a time, one neuron, because if you don't have a physical constitution, there's no point in talking about the constitution of the government. So if you're eating toxic food and brushing with fluoride and taking your regular flu shots, don't read the Constitution because you don't have one. In other words, you're not going to have a brain to think in a year or 2 or 10 years anyway, so who cares? Detoxification from chemicals, heavy metals. Most of the heavy metals that are in our water supplies and so on now are literally trash burned in the third world where they have no environmental standards. We need to get rid of hormones, chemicals, scalar and non-scalar pollution. You need to alkalinize your body. You need to oxygenate. When you alkalinize the body, the oxygen gets through the cells, the toxins come out. It also improves what's called the key or the bioplasmatic hologram of your body. The body actually has if you look at a Curlian photograph, which they can do in other things, in other advanced technologies, you can actually see the bioelectric hologram of what your cells are. And all the cells, as they're connected through the tight junctions, which are 4 angstrom J junctions, actually tell the cells how to become what they are. So only about 7% of your DNA codes for proteins, 93% codes for the hologram of what you are. Remineralization. You need to remineralize your organs. Most people don't realize that their organ systems are all demineralized. Your organ systems, your hypothalamus and pituitary. When your pituitary and hypothalamus go, you don't release growth hormones, so you can't heal your organs. Your release of sex hormones, DHEA, the control of your thyroid, everything goes. So if you don't remineralize your main pathways, especially in the brain and hypothalamus, you cannot heal. Hormonal rejuvenation. You need to be able to release growth hormone. Everybody makes plenty of growth hormone, but you need to be able to release it. You need to support DHEA. If you measure men's levels of DHEA, if it's low, they're at very high risk of heart disease especially.
pregnenolone, and adaptogens like maca. Genetic protection, you need super high ORAC antioxidants like goji, noni, ASEA, alpha-R-lipoic acid and beyond. And I have lots of other things. I'm just giving you a few examples here. Immune modulation in cell subpopulations. Most people don't realize, and this is done with Dr. Ari Vujadani here in Beverly Hills, is a good friend of mine at Immunosciences, currently being given a little bit of rendition by the California Department of Regulation, trying to stop him from doing testing of sick buildings due to mold and other fungi. And the reason why is because Dr. Ari is the most brilliant immunologist probably in modern history. And he does advanced testing for our American Academy of Environmental Medicine, where I'm a member and a teacher. And they don't want people to know that the average American is losing 3 to 5% of their immune system in all age groups per decade, and it's cumulative. So whether you're a 5 to 10 year old female or a 35-year-old male, if your immune system decreases, your natural killer cells and your subpopulations of CD4 cells drop, you're going to get Lyme disease, you're going to get cytomegalovirus, Mycoplasma fermentans, you're going to get sick, and you're going to get cancer. And that's their plan. Scalar holographic induction, morphogenic fields. I developed a machine 23 years ago, built 12 of them with a Canadian government grant that generates what's called a morphogenic field, and I worked out the quantum physics of how actually quantum biology works. And I'm going to hopefully have time to go down and talk to Dr. David Steenblok. He's the top umbilical cord adult stem cell research doctor in North America, probably the top in the world, actually. There's 3 or 4 other doctors, but I think he's number one. And he's been able to reverse things like cerebral palsy by injection of stem cells that cross the blood-brain barrier using special techniques at his hospital down in Tijuana. He's been able to reverse congestive heart failure and renal failure. He's been able to regenerate brains after stroke and heart and other damage. We are on the verge, literally, of a revolution in medicine that's going to completely change the nature that will integrate natural nutraceuticals, detoxification, genetic, molecular, and scalar holographic technologies. But the government does not want you to know this stuff. Because a smart 150-year-old that can play tennis with their great-great-grandchildren and can run 2 or 3 chessboards at the same time and read 5 books a day is not a good thing for a government that wants to control them. My mother is 80, just was 80 a few days ago, and she reads 5 books a week. She doesn't watch television. For every hour you watch television, you lose a point of IQ. And some people are in a deficit. They have like an IQ of -345,000. Bacteria are a long way up, actually. Liquid activated zeolite. I'm just talking about step number one. This is an amazing product. It's actually a small little micro cage, and it'll actually static electrically pull out through charges all kinds of sizes of molecules from lead, mercury, cadmium, even depleted uranium. Phase 1 and phase 2 detox enzymes. One of my favorites is Kilarex, and another one's called BioCleanse. You'll see them on my website. Also, calcium bentonite clay. And they have the best calcium bentonite clay, the supplier that supplies Global Light that's on our site. And you need to remove these toxins from the GI tract. You can even use it around the dental areas and gums and so on. People really don't understand that most of the time the health professions don't want you to know all these things, because if you're armed with this, then you won't need them very much. You need to remove stealth pathogens. Most people don't realize that diabetics and people that gain weight are gaining weight because they have yeast in their gut, they've got all kinds of stressors, and they've got heavy metal poisoning in their body. So you need to get rid of these yeast infections, bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites. Allicin, the first stabilized molecule, is from garlic. Peter Jostling, who's been on the program a number of times, we have Alamax US out of Chicago. This will kill all known pathogens, including Lyme disease, fungi, bacteria, viruses, and parasites. And it actually goes into the bacterial cell wall and will actually destroy bacteria. Even methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus, and the flesh-eating bacteria, as well as Clostridium difficile, which kills between a third and 2/3 of 1 million Americans every year because of the filthy pigsties we call hospitals. And they won't smarten up. If I could walk through and do a analysis of any hospital in America, I could give your trial lawyers fuel for decades. And they won't listen. I did infectious disease before I went into medicine, and it's absolutely obscene how filthy they are. Super silver is an interesting nanomolecule that actually has been researched by the Infectious Disease Department of the University of Utah, scientists and doctors in India and Africa and elsewhere. It will kill all known pathogens, including cerebral malaria, Chagas, spirochetes, viruses, bacteria, fungi, yeast. It's amazing. So I often will use what I call the 1-2 punch of Allicin and Super Silver, and you'd be amazed how many people will have inflammatory arthritis, autoimmune diseases, allergies, and other problems, and after you start clearing out these stealth pathogens, it just goes. Everybody who has recurring ear infections or sinuses, this is what they've got. Same with irritable bowel syndrome. Irritable bowel just basically is the leaky gut, food allergies, and pathogens down there, like yeast. Step one, you need I call H2O hygiene, host defenses, operational protection. I designed the first defense kit a year ago, a little over a year ago, with the Lemetco International and Keeman's Company in Colorado Springs and 3M Corporation. The first defense tabs are specifically designed to be able to block virus and bacterial tissue entry, and they're amazing. If you take these, they have a thing called polyphenon from Mitsuo Norin in Japan, the first and only stabilized magnesium ECGC catechin that literally, their studies on Japanese males show that over 20 years, not one male in their study group developed prostate cancer. Not one male. So this is an amazing molecule. You can get other forms of green tea. We have one from Douglas Lab that's also a very powerful form because the polyphenon is temporarily unavailable while they get a product identification number in Canada because the Canadian Origin Biomed actually is a manufacturer for North America. But we have lots of amazing things. defense wipes have lauric acid and Nisin developed by Jonathan Rothschild's of Ecological Formulas. And they will kill all pathogenic bacteria. They've been available in animal husbandry for about 25, 30 years. And the Nisin, then, they kill also all viruses, all the DNA, RNA envelope capsids of all DNA and RNA viruses. And they're totally non-toxic. You can carry them in a Ziploc. They're biodegradable. They don't destroy the environment. And they don't do anything to your body. They don't cause neuropathy or leukemia like some of the other cleaners we used years ago in burn units or hospitals. And Immunite is an ionic mineral with humic fulvic and ionic silver, and we also have a 3M mask in there. It's a NIOSH N100. And America makes the best masks in the world. We make the best of lots of stuff. And the NIOSH mask, the M100, is so good it'll lock 99% of all bacteria and viruses, 99.67% of all smoke, 100% of all viruses and bacteria, and it will completely block also most of the toxins, like heavy metals, volatile chemicals, as well. So it's just pretty amazing. Whole leaf aloe, this is the best whole leaf aloe in the world. It's actually manufactured for Lemetco out of Tennessee. And it's one of the best radiation defenses and defenses against chemical weapons. Is you need to support your bone marrow. And it's interesting that a whole leaf aloe, which is similar to the polysaccharides used in miso soup in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, is why people near Ground Zero survived. The plants that were used by the doctors in Japan were the reason why those people survived. Clean water. We've got water that's 100% or total dissolved solids of 0%, and that is called a system called a pure water system. It has a linear charcoal, the best RO membrane, and the best fluoride ion exchange matrix, so there's absolutely no NO fluoride. And if you're drinking fluoride, bye-bye brain. We also, if you don't have fluoride in your water, get a multi-pure. And that's one that I currently use because there's not fluoride in our water. We also have the Berkey with fluoride reduction elements, but if you actually test the water, you'll see a little fluoride gets through, probably about 5 or 10%. But it's a lot better than, especially for a portable system. Then I add structured water. And we're talking about Masuomoto. The best structured water in the world is made by a friend of mine who just passed on this past summer. RPA Biotech in Las Vegas, and an interesting story. He was an investment banker who came back from Asia with this miracle water that healed his horse, and he wanted to make it, so he put $3.5 million in. Had a vision one night, told the scientists how to fix it, and they now have the most stable, powerful, electrolyzed water in the world. And it's a Stan Shulman, my buddy Stan, who's now in the astral world. Pardon me? Stan was in his late 70s. He probably, no, I won't speculate. Anyway, next is bioalkalinize. You want to have a bioalkalinizer from Biogenesis. It contains some special minerals that you'll find in this special water that you'll see that's often in the glacial milk. Cesium and rubidium. You can use topical magnesium oil, which is available from Global Light, and it's amazing because most people are sick because their total body magnesium is low. You can spray like 1:3 dilution with distilled water in your neck, trunk, and limbs. Magnesium nano or magnesium taurate. And magnesium is one of the most important. If I tell people they want to get better and they want to detox and they want to get over illness, they've got to get magnesium in their body. And the best way is actually topical plus the nano magnesium. Indiumese, this is amazing. This is the most powerful single anti-aging molecule mineral you can get. And there's only one company makes it in America or worldwide. It's called Indiumese. It's element 47. It's a master anti-aging mineral, and it's the one that's contained in all the glacial milks of the world. So if you look for indium, what it does is indium is a chaperone mineral that brings all the other minerals into your pituitary, your hypothalamus, and all the enzymes in your body, because the active site of every enzyme requires minerals. And then my favorite minerals, if you're going to get an ionic mineral, is Mineral Pure from URI, which is the best whole foods company in the world. It's out of Utah. And Global Light Network's Ocean Minerals, and they have some herbals that are good for different conditions. Plus, you can use what they call their wand technology, which actually does scalar, hyperdimensional effects on the water. So if you have anxiety, if you have immune, you have other things, you can use their wands from Global Light, and it'll actually restructure the water. So it puts scalar signals into your body. Now, you can't just use signals alone. You can't just use Rife machines alone. You need to detox with real things. You need to put real nutrients, like phytonutrients, in your body. So anybody says one thing alone cures everything, they're crazy. It just isn't the nature of reality. In other words, prayer works, but you better do other things too. Scalar patches, like the LifeWave patch you hear about, electroacupuncture, and light diode therapy. And Accutron, Darren Starwin's just developed this new system that'll make millions of different colors of light. And the Accutron system will be available on our website, these light diodes and electroacupuncture. And there are new technologies that I'll be developing with them that's the next generation of the Rife. And it'll actually be able to give a spectral signal. And my theory predicts that every disease would actually have a spectral signal, and the solution for it would actually have a spectral signature that will neutralize all known diseases and kill all known pathogens. And it will be the next step beyond the Rife, and I know how to do it. That's why I'm going down tomorrow to talk to Dr. Steenblok about this. Magnesium oil, topical bath salts, very, very important. If you want to get your body better, you need magnesium. It's one of the big five. Hormonal support. Most people make plenty of growth hormone, they just don't release it. Good idea to get amino acids to help you if you're first morning growth hormone is low. If you're in your mid-40s and you're tired or older, you have to assume you may not be releasing growth hormone, and you need moderate exercise of your large muscle groups. So exercise is a vitamin. Vitamin E, exercise. Step 4, DHEA and pregnenolone. Every male should be on DHEA if he has a test done in the morning and it's low. Iodocaps, women that develop polycystic ovaries and polycystic organs and breasts, they're all having a deficiency of a ratio of iodide and iodine. And type 2 hypothyroidism is a worldwide epidemic, and it's getting more because of depleted uranium. So I recommend people get things like kelp, and Biothyro is one of my best formulas that I recommend. You can do a Broda Barnes test, which is an underarm temperature. Or you could do a body calorimetry, and they have actually machines that will measure your levels of metabolism, and the calorimeter can actually measure how much heat and metabolism you're generating. Hyaluronic juices, very important. If you don't take good, raw, organic food, you're dying. If you're not putting anything living in your body, you're dying, which is why if you don't have enzymes, they dry these juices at URI at 68 degrees Fahrenheit, so the enzymes are alive even 2 and 3 years later. The oxidant, antioxidants and the minerals, there's living biophotonic energy. So if you do a Curlian photograph of it, you'll see that it's living. As soon as you add healthy, clean water to it, you have a living thing. So I tell people as part of their food supplies, don't just get all dried food and pasta and stuff. You better have some URI stuff around, because when disaster strikes, just like the ancient Israelites, the very first thing they had when they had their early ceremonies, they'd have a special ceremony when they had the barley life, or the barley green juice that they would make from the rising first shoots of the barley. And that would sustain the people planting the crops in the first part of the ancient Israel and the Middle East. You need a complete chain of antioxidants, alpha-R-lipoic acid, organic germanium, tocotrienols, there's a whole range of them, and I can help you with decisions on that too, because you can either call or drop an email, and I do consult. Immune modulation, the most powerful immune stimulator that I know right now, at the least cost, is Tiaga, and you can spell it two ways. The Tiaga tea that Weiwild makes in Utah, Cliff Whitmire, is only $35 for 6 weeks. It is 50 to 100 times stronger than any of the other immune stimulants that I know about, including shiitake mushrooms and other natural killer cell stimulation and the CD4 cell stimulation. And Cordyceps sinensis made that's already been genetically improved by breeding for Canada RNA. And another very good product for immune modulation is Torox, which is a biophotonic new energy diamino acid called benzoxybeta-alanyl-taurine. And you can get it in liquid or pellets. And what it does is it actually turns off the cytokines that cause cancer, autoimmune diseases, and other conditions by actually switching off the overactive parts of your immune system and turning on the underactive parts. And it's a pretty amazing molecule. So it actually is a scalar signaling, specially designed homeopathic that's actually designed to send a specific signal to your cells. Scalar physical and spiritual cleansing. Sound health. And we've had Sherry Edwards on the program. And Sherry is an interesting lady. She is like, I try to tease her. I say she's a part dolphin. Because she actually can hear frequencies that the dolphins can hear. And a number of us are gifted with all kinds of interesting gifts. When I was younger, I could hear super high frequencies as well, in the 50,000 plus range, which is not normal. I think Sherry goes well beyond that. And what she was able to do is actually hear also low frequencies, so she could actually hear the sounds of people's illness and their problems. And they started looking and realizing when they started doing studies of her, they realized that she actually could, if you want to call it like an intuitive, she could actually tell that all the illnesses were like a harmonic, a sound scale and light scale. And out of that research, they developed sound boxes that can generate frequencies to stop back pain, heal different conditions, and their fractal analysis of your voice print, Fast Fourier, can actually tell you which biomolecules and toxins you have, what personality defects and disorders, that's why certain people may be codependent, and also your spiritual archetypes, and they can even pick up archetypes of a near fracture of a specific limb that'll even show up on the fractal analysis that might be 30 days hence, which is why I try to tell people that you're a non-local spiritual being, and even in the frequencies of your body is a reality that's before you and behind you. So our perception of present is just part of the illusion that we live in. And the Accutron light emitted diode color light acupuncture is pretty amazing. It's a new technology that Darren Starwin's developed. He's just been traveling around the world, a new microcurrent scalar therapy. So we'll be developing some new technologies that will be the next generation from the Rife. But of course, the government doesn't want you to know these things because they'll say you're treating a medical disease. And it always has this little disclaimer in all the vitamins. This is not designed to prevent or stop any illness. So we are not going to stop any profit flow into the medical system. Do not take this because it's just wasting your money.